DeepEnglish.com.
In 1948, 13 years before a human had ever even been to space, James Mangan did something audacious. Who did something audacious? James Mangan did something audacious. When did James Mangan do something audacious? In 1948, James Mangan did something audacious. Was this 13 years before a human had ever even been to space? Yes, this was 13 years before a human had ever even been to space. He tried to create a new nation, a nation in space. What did he try to create? He tried to create a new nation. Where was the nation? The nation was in space. The nation of celestial space may have started as a publicity stunt, but Mangan made sure it became more than that. What was the nation called? The nation was called the Nation of Celestial Space. What did it start out as? It may have started as a publicity stunt. Did Mangan make sure it became more than that? Yes, Mangan made sure it became more than that. He created coins, gave deeds of space to friends, and fought for his nation to be recognized by the UN. What did he create? He created coins. Did he give deeds of land to friends? No, he did not give deeds of land to friends. He gave deeds of space to friends. And what did he fight for? He fought for his nation to be recognized by the UN. He even raised a fuss about his borders. What did he raise a fuss about? He raised a fuss about his borders. According to him, satellites were trespassing. According to him, what was trespassing? According to him, satellites were trespassing. Mangan's space nation was never recognized, but his ideas live on in a new space nation called Asgardia. Was Mangan's space nation recognized? No, Mangan's space nation was never recognized. Do his ideas live on? Yes, his ideas live on. What is the new space nation called? The new space nation is called Asgardia. Igor Asherbailey is no stranger to space. Is Igor Asherbailey a stranger to space? No, Igor Asherbailey is no stranger to space. He is an aerospace engineer with a long career in technology. Is he an aerospace engineer? Yes, he is an aerospace engineer. Did he have a short career in technology? No, he did not have a short career in technology. He had a long career in technology. He is also a billionaire. Is he a millionaire? No, he is not a millionaire, he is a billionaire. The Russian entrepreneur and rocket scientist is picking up where Mangan left off. Who is picking up where Mangan left off? The Russian entrepreneur and rocket scientist is picking up where Mangan left off, and he's bankrolling the project himself. Is an investor bankrolling the project? No, an investor is not bankrolling the project. Mangan is bankrolling the project himself. He's been dreaming of this since he was a kid. How long has he been dreaming of this? He's been dreaming of this since he was a kid, and he says this is not just a fantasy. He intends to do something very real. Is this just a fantasy? No, he says this is not just a fantasy. What does he intend to do? He intends to do something very real. Asherbailey founded his space nation in 2016, which he calls Asgardia. Who founded his space nation? Asherbailey founded his space nation. When did he found it? He founded it in 2016. What does he call it? He calls it Asgardia. While the nation of celestial space claimed all of space as its territory, Asgardia will only consist of habitable platforms in low Earth orbits. Who claimed all of space as its territory? The nation of celestial space claimed all of space as its territory. Will Asgardia consist of inhabitable platforms in low Earth orbits? No, Asgardia will not consist of inhabitable platforms in low Earth orbits. Asgardia will consist of habitable platforms in low Earth orbits. The first of these will be about the same distance from Earth as the International Space Station is now. Where will the first of these be? The first of these will be about the same distance from Earth as the International Space Station is now. Within 40 hours of the project's announcement in 2016, 100,000 people applied for citizenship. Did 100,000 people apply for citizenship within one day of the project's announcement in 2016? No, 100,000 people did not apply for citizenship within one day of the project's announcement in 2016. 100,000 people applied for citizenship within 40 hours of the project's announcement in 2016. Within 3 weeks, that number rose to 500,000. What did that number rise to? That number rose to 500,000. How quickly did that number rise to 500,000? Within 3 weeks, that number rose to 500,000. Anyone over 18 can apply, but not all are accepted. Who can apply? Anyone over 18 can apply. Are they all accepted? No, they are not all accepted. There are now hundreds of thousands of citizens from hundreds of countries. Are there now hundreds of thousands of citizens from one country? No, there are not now hundreds of thousands of citizens from one country. There are now hundreds of thousands of citizens from hundreds of countries. Some are even applying for leadership positions. What are some applying for? Some are even applying for leadership positions. According to their constitution, their mission is to create permanent peace in space, equal opportunities for Asgardians, and to promote the welfare of humankind. Is part of their mission to create permanent peace in space? Yes, part of their mission is to create permanent peace in space. Do they want equal opportunities for Asgardians? Yes, they want equal opportunities for Asgardians. And who do they want to promote the welfare of? They want to promote the welfare of humankind. In November of 2017, Asgardia took its first steps. When did Asgardia take its first steps? In November of 2017, Asgardia took its first steps. A small satellite called Asgardia 1 was launched into space. What was the satellite called? The satellite was called Asgardia 1. Was it a big satellite? No, it was not a big satellite. It was a small satellite. Was it launched into space? Yes, it was launched into space. It contained data on about 18,000 of Asgardia's citizens, as well as the nation's flag and constitution. Did it contain data on about 18,000 of Asgardia's citizens? Yes, it contained data on about 18,000 of Asgardia's citizens. What else did it contain? It contained the nation's flag and constitution. The goal of the satellite was to fulfill Asher Bailey's promise of bringing his citizens to space, albeit digitally. Was the goal of the satellite to fulfill Asher Bailey's promise of bringing his citizens to Europe? No, the goal of the satellite was not to fulfill Asher Bailey's promise of bringing his citizens to Europe. The goal of the satellite was to fulfill Asher Bailey's promise of bringing his citizens to space. Did he actually bring them to space, or did he do it digitally? He did it digitally. Asgardia is currently trying to gain UN membership, but there are hurdles to jump along the way. What is Asgardia currently trying to gain? Asgardia is currently trying to gain UN membership. Are there hurdles to jump along the way? Yes, there are hurdles to jump along the way. They are in the process of creating their own government, which is one of the UN's requirements. Are they in the process of creating their own business? No, they are not in the process of creating their own business. They are in the process of creating their own government. Is this one of the UN's requirements? Yes, this is one of the UN's requirements. They also need a defined territory and a permanent population to be recognized by the UN. What else do they need to be recognized by the UN? They also need a defined territory and a permanent population to be recognized by the UN. While they have yet to send anyone to space, the Asgardians seem undaunted. Have they sent anyone to space? No, they have yet to send anyone to space. How do the Asgardians seem? The Asgardians seem undaunted. Only time will tell whether we are witnessing the birth of a nation or simply another flash in the pan. Do we know whether we are witnessing the birth of a nation or simply another flash in the pan? No, we do not know whether we are witnessing the birth of a nation or simply another flash in the pan. Only time will tell.